You can't make electric cars with renewable energy. There's literally not enough energy in it, so it takes fossil fuels. In Shanghai, where there's been a large uptake of electric cars, the city's charging points are powered by fossil fuels. The air pollution in Shanghai is on the increase as a result. Save the planet, my backside. By the time everyone wakes up, it will be too late and all the cars that work will be gone. America is sitting on 8 million cubic tons of lithium. The US actually led on the development of lithium mines until the 1990s, when they were shut down. The Greens in the US, a group well practiced in embarking upon ruinously expensive legal action, effectively bans lithium mining there. Now 80% of the world's lithium is mined in Australia, Chile and China. China controls half of the world's lithium production and three quarters of the world's lithium battery factories. Wherever it happens and however it's done, mining of any sort is extraordinarily expensive, requires vast amounts of fossil fuel energy and inflicts catastrophic damage. Renewable energy, dependent upon the mining of rare metals and minerals like lithium, cobalt, copper, silver and a whole raft of others in mind-boggling quantities, can never be green. Renewable energy's appetites rape the planet every bit as enthusiastically as any other. Except nuclear, of course, but we don't talk about nuclear because Greens don't like the clean, emissions-free energy that is nuclear. I say again, the only solution, the inevitable solution, and the one we're not supposed to know about yet, is no cars. They advertise green energy and electric cars, but what they're selling is environmental damage, more billions for the super rich, followed by no cars for us, bait and switch. Under cover of all this, the fossil fuel industry will be dismantled and put away. I say the day will come when we look over our shoulders and notice it's gone. By then, it will be obvious that most of us don't have cars either. Finally, we'll ask, how come my home is cold and yet I still don't have an electric car? And back will come the reply, shut up and get on your bike. And the mummy and daddy of all bait and switches comes with digital ID. The bait is the well-tried one, which is convenience, such a tasty carrot. The clock is already ticking on a government consultation exercise about the imposition of digital ID. If you haven't noticed, it's hardly surprising, since the government hasn't advertised what it's up to. We have until the 1st of March to go to a government website and make clear how much we feel about what is proposed. If we don't object, and in enough numbers, the proposals will become law by the end of the year, and digital ID will be real. As always, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away. The bright and crunchy carrot of convenience will seek to reassure you that digital ID will keep you safe and ensure your privacy. The dark side, the enemy inside the Trojan horse, is that every shred of your private data will be shared with any government agency and any so-called stakeholder that wants it. Above all else, know this. The new world into which we are sleepwalking is one of zero trust. Zero trust is not my idea. It's the official foundation of your future. Zero trust means each one of us is regarded as a criminal until we can prove otherwise by exposing every scrap of our data. We will be guilty until we prove our innocence. To shop online, you'll have to use your digital ID to prove you are who you are. Just to read your email, to use online banking, even to open your computer will require your digital ID. You'll be in digital jail until you open it with your digital key. All of this can be connected to your carbon footprint and the rest of your social credit score. Make no mistake, all of it is on the Chinese model that enables the state to watch, track and record everything you do and everywhere you go. The cameras are already in place around us and in our phones and screens alongside the microphones that can listen. All of this can be tied to a central bank digital currency. Not actual money you can hide under the mattress, just a digital credit rating monitored before any and every transaction. Imagine a future where artificial intelligence watches you try and charge your electric vehicle or put fuel in your old car and decides you've already emitted too much CO2 this month. Result, no power or fuel for you. Or you try and buy a steak and the AI decides you've consumed enough environment-wrecking beef. You can't buy it. Imagine you want to travel to London for a meeting and the AI decides you've tweeted something the government doesn't like. No ticket for you. The usual voices will say all of this is just conspiracy theory, but the past 3 years have proved that today's conspiracy theory is tomorrow's fact. Here are more facts. All online technology is vulnerable to cyber attack, theft and fraud. Banks and the rest are hacked and defrauded all day, every day. There goes your private data. The consultation document is long and complex. The elderly, those without smart tech, those who struggle with technology and even literacy will neither find the document nor be able to take part. In no way can they give informed consent. Children and adolescents are at most risk because they cannot give informed consent by definition. Here's the thing. Our governments want digital ID. For the longest time, most of us have been slaves to debt. In the future, we are to be digital slaves. Our every move under round-the-clock surveillance and subject to the yes or no of Big Brother. When it comes to bait and switch, this is the end game. Once digital ID is in place, they won't need the bait anymore because we'll have swallowed it. We have until March. Don't say you didn't know it was happening.